Praise the Lord. Message number 217. The title of the message, Watchman, part 33. The title of this Watchman message is that the Watchman can see God freeing him from traps and snares. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 141. And let's read verse 8 to verse 10. Psalm 141, verse 8 to verse 10. But my eyes are fixed on you, O Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evildoers. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this word of yours that you send always on time to encourage us, to help us, to heal us, to support us, to bring us hope and revive us, to make us see clearly as watchmen and watchwomen who need to discern truth and fact about life and living and service unto you, God. I pray that, O Lord, that your heart desire of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus, and you will reap the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, I do pray that those who are in need of this message, you send it to them on time, and also those who need to hear it, oh God, make a way for them to hear it. Let be, Lord, that this word of yours will be fallen to a receptive heart, a fertile soil and land, that you will reap the harvest of righteousness in our life. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Psalm 141 and verse 8 to 10 is part of one of the wonderful prayer of David. But we took verse 8 to verse 10 because we can read here, but my eyes are fixed on you, O Sovereign Lord. David was a watchman. As a watchman, he used his eyes in a very effective and very fruitful ways, that he fixed on eyes on the Lord. But my eyes are fixed on you. That's where here the indication of the watchman. David was a watchman, and you are also a watchman, and you need to fix your eyes on the Lord. Fixing the eyes on the Lord. And when David said, but my eyes are fixed on you, our sovereign Lord, it is a prayer. It was a decision, and it is a decision for us today. And it was the style of life and living unto David, and it is a style and life and living unto us today. David, when he said to the Lord, but my eyes are fixed on you, our sovereign Lord, David reaffirmed it to the Lord, to the God, and to himself, that this is my way of life, this is my prayer, and this is my decision. But my eyes are fixed on you, O Sovereign Lord. This is the only way that man can make it, and it's possible for you to make it when you fix your eyes on the Lord. David say, in you I take refuge. You know, safety and you will be in safety is not when you are moving from trusting people and worldly power and material things. But safety is when you move away from all these things toward the living Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, and toward trusting God fully and putting your full hope in His Word and His promises and on His ways. In you I take refuge. I am moving away, Lord, from worldly things, material things, from friends, connection, from people who are influential. No more I put my trust in them, but I take refuge in you, in your word, and in your promises. Do not give me over to death. Terrible enemies and troubles were just at the back of David, and it may be at your back or just around you this very day. But David trusted God and obeyed him, that God shall deliver him from all his enemies. Do not give me over to death. Why he was crying this to God? Because the enemy just at his back, just at his side. But he said, in you I take refuge. This is the way for us today. As we fix our eyes on the Lord, moving from all the material things that it may provide or help or support, knowing that they are idols to us now, toward the living and the only Lord who will protect us and who will save us from enemies, from Satan, and also from death. David say in verse 9, keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evil doers. Traps and snares are hidden most of the time in the ground. Those who set traps and snares in order to catch animal and trap them and hunt them, they set it most of the time is in the ground. Therefore, if you are walking in a place that is full of them, and you know that they were traps and snares were being set by people to catch animal, then you know that you need to carefully walk on the ground and carefully also look on the ground and look where you put your steps, so that you will not be trapped by one of them. But David did not look to the ground to avoid traps and snares, but he was looking forward and upward and heavenward and to God. He said, keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evildoers. But David was not looking on the ground, but he was fixing his eyes unto the Lord. He said in verse 8, but my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord. Now we do understand the value of fixing our eyes on God, the value of moving away from trusting material things and worldly figures and people towards trusting God and fixing our eyes on Him and His promises and on His word, that He will be the one to set us free and free us and keep us safe from snares and traps that had been set against us by the enemy. This is the safest and most guaranteed way to escape snares and traps. The more you are focused on God, the more you are focused on His word and do precisely what He asks you to do, then you are escaped from the troubles. The value of fixing your eyes unto God and not on the ground or toward people and enemies is that God Himself will be the one to remove the snares, and God will be the one to free your feet and direct your steps away from traps. It's a very beautiful thing when we fully trust the Lord. When David pray in verse 10, and he say to God, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. When you fix your eyes on God, no more you can see what the enemy are doing. And you will be sure that your feet will be freed. And you will be sure that the Lord will remove from your path his snares and traps. And you will be sure that God will change your direction and make you move away from traps. And you will be sure that God will use the same traps and nets and snares that the enemy has set for you, that he will use them to trap them, and themselves they will be falling into their own nets and the pits that they had been prepared for you. There's a story in the book of Second Chronicles about King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat, he was a righteous king. He was the king of Judah. And he was attacked by three armies from the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and the children of Mount Seir. They came, all of them united in one direction. They came against Jehoshaphat and Judah and the people of Judah to make a war against him. But Jehoshaphat and the people with him, they trusted God fully. And they fixed their eyes on God and on his word and what he promised. And as David said, but my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord. As Jehoshaphat and the people, they were able to fix their eyes on God, they were able to see as watchmen clearly that what God had promised to them will come true. In the book of Second Chronicles chapter 20, we know that this army, they came together united to attack Jehoshaphat and Judah. The people all come together in unity and they stood before the Lord, and Jehoshaphat prayed to God and present the situation, and he was fixing his eyes as a watchman unto God, and he encouraged the people to trust in the Lord. Then the Lord spoke through one of the Levites, and that the prophecy came to them. In verse 17 we can read the word of God to Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah: you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. He told them, stand firm and see the deliverance. As watchmen and women, when the enemy attack, we can, as we fix our eyes on the Lord, we need to see only the promise of God and his deliverance to us. And that's here the value. When we say, but my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. As we trust God and obey him, then we will be able to see the promises of God. And that vision of seeing the promises of God will increase our trust and give us confidence that the Lord will fight the battle for us and he will deliver us. And truly in that situation, when the Lord told them, go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you. And truly the traps and snares that the enemy were preparing and the enemy that prepared for Judah, God trapped them with. And they fell in these traps themselves. If we read book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22, some of the details of the battle, as they began to sing and praise, I mean the people of Judah, as they began to sing and praise to the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. See here, they want to trap Judah, but God puts ambush to snare them and to trap them with, and he defeated them. Verse 23, what God did more, the men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy them and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. It's something, you know, it's really a surprise. Now they came united. They came to attack Judah. We read in verse 22 that God put ambushes to trap them. And what was the result? It's very surprising that the people who came united to attack Judah and Jerusalem, they divided. Ammon and Moab rose up against the people of Mount Seir and started to destroy them. And after Ammon and Moab, they were able to destroy Mount Seir people. Ammon and Moab, both of them, they help to destroy one another. It's something very surprise event. You know, traps and snares that David prayed to the Lord, keep me from the snares they laid for me, from the traps they set by evildoers. Traps and snares are surprise evil things from the enemy. The Lord also, as we take refuge on him, as we fix our eyes on him and hold firmly unto him and his word, the Lord himself, in a surprise way, he will set snares and traps, and he will trap those who want to trap us. He will trap those who want to trap you, as he did with King Jehoshaphat and Judah, who were attacked by those evil doers. And the Lord further, he made them, he made Judah and Jerusalem, he made them see their enemies destroyed. In verse 24, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 24, when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. Praise the Lord. The prayer of David say that that when he say, keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the trap they set by evildoers, and when he say, let the wicked fall into their own nest, while I pass by in safety, the Lord fulfill it here for Jehoshaphat and for Judah and Jerusalem, and they are the grandchildren of King David, Jehoshaphat, and the people who are with him. And the Lord enabled them to see that the enemy destroyed. The Lord enabled them to see that the promise of God to David that the enemy will be fallen to their own net and trapped by it. It come through. And further, they gathered great amount of plunder. In verse 25, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 25, we can read that Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of value more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. And that is here the value of being a watchman who fix your eyes on the Lord, and who will be able to see that God is freeing you, God is able to free you from traps and snares. Be encouraged, the message is reaching your time. There's a purpose of sending this message. The Lord knows what you are passing through. You may be trials, you may be betrayal, people attacking, people that you did good to them and you were good to them, but now they are evil. They want to harm you. They want to repay you for the good that you had done to them. Don't be afraid, trust God, pray, cry to God, tell Him, Lord, my eyes fix on You, O Lord, O Sovereign Lord. In You I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Do not give me over to the enemy, O Lord. Keep me, O God, from the snares. Keep me, Lord, from the trap. Lord, whoever, do it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Set me free from all these snares and nets that I laid to hunt me, O God. Lord, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. Lord, I pray and I thank You for Your word, O God. Lord, I pray You sustain Your people and provide for them, those who trust in You and in Your word, O God. O Lord, I pray that You will encourage Your people, that Your mercy will bring hope, healing, trust in You, more faith, deliverance. I come against the spirit of fear and I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Help Your church and help Your people, help Your servants and those who put their trust in You. Take the message and make it real to those who are waiting for it, and make it real to those who are in need to hear it, O God. Lord, let the message bring You glory and honor, and receive the harvest that You ordain from Your word, and the purpose of sending it shall be accomplished in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let Your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.